To mark the return of Radio 4's Evil Genius to BBC Sounds, I've come out here into the general public to find out what they find and who they find, evil or genius. Who's your most genius person from history?
Einstein.
Nikola Tesla.
Isaac Newton.
Why for inventing gravity?
James the First.
Guess who I bumped into? Michelle Ackley from the BBC.
Who invented the roller coaster, for example?
Olga the Queen.
Martin Luther King.
Most evil person you can think of?
Oliver Cromwell.
Hitler.
Thatcher.
Anne Boleyn, evil or genius? Albert Einstein, evil or genius?
Ooh, genius.
He was good at coming up with ideas. Who do you think did literally all of the work? His wife. He never credited her, not once, not in any of the theories he published. And when she asked to be credited, he threatened to beat her. Coco Chanel, evil or genius?
Yeah, genius, I guess.
Genius.
Genius.
I want to say evil.
What's your reason?
To support the Nazis.
Brilliant!
That's... No way!
Wow, okay. If you want your mind blown like this over and over again, then listen to Radio 4's Evil Genius on BBC Sounds.
Son of a Silverback by Russell Cain. Read by Russell Cain. Foreword by primatologist R.D. Agreno. The Western Lowland Gorilla is the biggest of all the great apes. This meaty, knuckle-walking, bipedal primate gives the nimble chimp a run for its money as the most famous ape. If you could choose to observe only one in the wild, be honest, would you choose Cheetah or King Kong? Of course, to actually see one, you must travel to Central Africa. Yes, contrary to popular belief and recent sightings, these creatures don't nest in Romford, Newcastle or Cardiff. The 200-kilogram males, in particular, are astounding creatures, moving in slow motion through the fetid swamps and forests like a steroided man from The Only Way Is Essex, going to the bar for a lit Zamboka. Gorillas dress to impress too. Coarse, jet black fur, and once they reach adulthood, the distinctive silverback.